And here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 3rd of October, 2015. It's the 25th anniversary of the reunification of East and West Germany, 1990, on this date. It's the anniversary of the publication of Stephen Crane's novel The Red Badge of Courage in 1895. It's the birthday of the novelist Thomas Wolfe, 1900, born Asheville, North Carolina. His mother operated a boarding house called the Old Kentucky Home. The father was a gravestone carver who at one point bought the statue of an angel, which became a motif in Wolfe's first novel, Look Homeward, Angel, 1929, which he based on his experience growing up in Asheville. He was a precocious boy. He went into the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, when he was just 15, went off to Harvard for a brief time, tried writing plays in New York. He sailed to Europe, where he began working on his long autobiographical novel, which first he called Oh, Lost, but his mother's rooming house was in it, and he was in it. He renamed himself Eugene Gant, the narrator, and that was Look Homeward, Angel, published just 11 days before the stock market crash of 1929. Tom Wolfe, 6 feet 6 inches tall, loud, alcoholic, wrote his book standing up, using the top of a refrigerator as his desk, writing longhand. His second novel, more than 1 million words long, had to be extensively edited, and that was Of Time and the River. Died at the age of 38 of tuberculosis of the brain, leaving behind 2 long novels, The Web and the Rock, and You Can't Go Home Again. And it's the birthday of the novelist and essayist Gore Vidal, born at West Point in New York, 1925. His father was a flying instructor and assistant football coach there. Published 2 novels when he was in his 20s, and then his 3rd, The City and the Pillar, a coming-of-age story about a young gay man, after which the New York Times refused to review Vidal's next 5 books, and he fell out of favor. In the 60s, wrote 2 very popular books, Julian and Myra Breckinridge, and then some best-selling historical novels, Lincoln, The Golden Age, and others. Gore Vidal, who wrote his novels in longhand on yellow legal pads and never reread a text until he had finished the first draft. Otherwise, he said, it's too discouraging. Here's a poem for today by Lewis Jenkins entitled Back Home. The place I lived as a child, the sharecropper's farmhouse with its wind-bent mulberry trees and rusted farm machinery, has completely vanished. Now there's nothing but plowed fields for miles in any direction. When I asked around in town, no one remembered the family, no way to verify my story. In fact, there's no evidence that any of what I remember actually happened, or that the people I knew ever existed. There was my Uncle Axel, for instance, who spent most of his life moving from one job to another, trying to find himself. He should have saved himself the trouble. I moved away from there a long time ago, when I was a young man, and came to the cold spruce forests of the north. The place I thought I was going is imaginary, and yet I have lived here most of my life. Back Home, a poem by Lewis Jenkins from The Winter Road, published by Holy Cow Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. And by TIAA CREF, a global financial company dedicated to delivering financial outcomes that matter. TIAA CREF, created to serve, built to perform. Learn more at TIAA.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.